Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tanner Beamer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Tanner in just a few moments. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, an exciting event coming up during Cattlemen's Congress regarding the Beef Quality Assurance Program. Tell us more.
Absolutely. As cattlemen and women gather in Oklahoma City for Cattlemen's Congress to showcase and market their elite cattle genetics January 1st through the 16th, cattle producers also have the opportunity to participate in a unique seminar featuring national beef industry and breed leaders while also achieving their beef quality assurance certification. The event is scheduled from 1 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, January 4th at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in the Super Barn Sales Arena, and all producers are invited to attend. There is no cost to attend the event, but attendees are asked to RSVP by visiting the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org. It's important for producers to keep their BQA certification up to date, so come out to Cattlemen's Congress on January 4th for some great BQA education, outstanding cattle genetics, and a wonderful trade show.
Thanks, Heather. Again, you can learn more about this BQA event at oklabeef.org. We're talking today with Tanner Beamer from National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Tanner, pretty exciting that House of Representatives has moved on very bipartisan basis on a couple of pieces of legislation important for transparency in our beef cattle business. Tell us about how this all transpired.
You bet, Ron. Thanks for having me on today. So the first of the two pieces of legislation that passed through the House on Tuesday was brought by House Agriculture Committee Chairman David Scott, was widely supported by Ranking Member G.T. Thompson, and that was to extend authority for livestock mandatory reporting through September 30th of 2022. Now, it's important to note that LMR is already operating under a temporary extension via the continuing resolution that's funding the government. That is set to expire on February 18th. So this piece of legislation was very welcome because LMR has been a critical market transparency tool for cattle producers since it was established in 2001. And this bill gives us a little bit of certainty through next September that that program is not going to lapse. The second piece of legislation that passed was brought by Congressman Dusty Johnson, a Republican from South Dakota, and Henry Cuellar, a Democrat from Texas, and it would require USDA to establish and maintain a cattle contract library. This is something that NCBA adopted policy in support of a couple of years ago, and we've been advocating for ever since. So we were very excited to see this get over the finish line in the House of Representatives, and now we look over to the Senate and see if they will take it up and advance it in the same bipartisan fashion.
Well, let's talk about both of these individually, Tanner, if we might. First of all, on livestock mandatory reporting, it does obviously give us the status quo on that reporting authorization, but the new renewal, true renewal on a five-year basis is still eluding us, isn't it?
You know it is, and I think a lot of that is just because Congress is just generally working much slower than it has historically. You have very tight margins. I think Nancy Pelosi can only afford to lose 5 or 6 votes or something like that in order to advance legislation in the House on a party line vote. And in the Senate, it's even more divided evenly at 50-50. And for that reason, you know, you've seen a lot of bigger ticket items start to move through, and it puts things like livestock mandatory reporting on the back burner. But that's why we were so pleased to see it get out of the House of Representatives as a standalone bill on the suspension calendar, and why we have high hopes that it can make it through in the Senate on a temporary basis while the industry starts to have some conversations about whether or not we need to make some changes to LMR to improve that program even further.
Now, on that second piece of legislation, the cattle contract library, a lot of interest in that. Obviously, the vote was overwhelming. When you get to the Senate, maybe a little more complicated again because Senator Grassley, Senator Fisher have included that in their laundry list of things that they wanted with their what they're calling a compromise piece of legislation.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is, like you said, a component of that Fisher-Grassley bill, along with mandates on how much cattle needs to be traded in the cash market. And one of the reasons I think that the contract library by itself moved through the legislative process so quickly in the House is because of the widespread support that it has from industry groups that don't necessarily see eye to eye on every issue. You know, it between the bill getting introduced and getting marked up out of committee on a unanimous basis, I think 48 hours was all that transpired between that. We're hoping that the Senate takes a hard look at that and sees the wide support that it got from industry industry groups, and the fact that when it came for a vote in the full House, you know, out of 435 votes cast, or something, there were only 13 people that voted against the contract library. The rest of the pieces of that Fisher-Grassley bill do not enjoy that same broad support. That takes a very hard look at that when they're evaluating what legislation to move when we go into the new year.
Tanner Beamer, hopeful the Senate will pay attention to how the House worked in this regard and move both of those measures quickly along as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your final Superior Video Livestock Auction of 2021 coming up on Thursday, December 16th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 21,300 head, including 3,700 yearling steers, 2,100 yearling heifers, and over 11,000 weaned calves. Learn more by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.